How strange it all is. You simply don't know where you'll be from one moment to the next, do you? One moment you're on the way to the police station to do what? Tell them? Were you really going to do that? Was I? What's happening to me? Then that old drunk Marmeladov gets himself run down by a carriage, and you get him home to his pathetic wife and his little Sonya.
Hey, mister!
Yes. To that wretched tenement. And then she comes.
Hey, wait, mister!
Little Sonya in her tarts get up, looking like a child at the dressing up box.
Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky. Dramatized in 3 episodes by Mike Walker. Episode 2.
Well, here I am.
Here. What's your name? Where do you live?
What's your name?
I'm Polenka.
Well, Polenka, my name is Rodion Raskolnikov, and I live on Stolyarny Street, the place they call the Widow's House.
I've seen it.
And who wants to know?
My sister, Sonya.
I thought maybe she did.
And Mama, too. After you left the money for Papa's.
I left money?
Yes. You gave it to Mama.
It was just money, that's all. Do you love Sonya?
What?
Your sister, Sonya. Do you love her?
Yes, most. I love her most.
Do you think you could love me?
I could give you a kiss.
Yes. You could give me a kiss. It's okay. It's okay.
I loved Papa. There were so many bad things happening all the time, and...
Shh. Did your papa love you, Polenka?
He taught me things. Geography and... And when he wasn't, you know, he was going to teach me French, and now...
Do you know how to pray, Polenka?
Of course I know how to pray.
You remember my name?
Rodion.
Will you pray for me sometimes? At the end of your prayer, after you've asked God to bless everyone else, ask him to bless his servant, Rodion, as well.
I'll do it every day, I promise. I'd better go. The priest is coming.
So there is life after all. You were certainly alive just now.
No, there can't be.
You didn't die with Alyona and Mad Lizzie, did you? May the Lord remember them in his kingdom. Yes, they are dead. You are not. You still live. It's time to go home, Rodia. Back to the kingdom of life and reason.
Only back to the river. Round and round, inescapably. So you follow yourself. You come up behind yourself. Back to the kingdom of life and reason.
Because some child kissed you.
Yes,
maybe just because of that.
Round and round, then, and we shall see. And we shall cross swords, the world and I.
What's Dmitri doing here?
He was ill.
And with Mother and Dunya. Why, in God's name, can't they leave you in peace?
What are you doing here? Oh. They arrived at my place and
Rodia.
I thought that...
Rodia, where have you
been?
We
were waiting for you.
Oh, Lord, catch him, someone.
They look at you, but what do they see?
I said you were still sick.
Someone who no longer exists.
Don't touch me.
They look at your hands.
I'm all right, really. It was a shock, you all being
and
here.
They don't see the blood.
It's late. You should go home. Go somewhere. Go away.
The river of blood that will run between you and them forever.
Rodia, it's been 3 years since we saw you.
Maybe we should step out for a moment, give him some time.
Wait. Does he know you're here?
Who?
The toad, Luzhin.
Rodia.
Dunya's bridegroom. Who else?
We heard that Peter had visited you the other day.
I told him I'd kick him downstairs.
Rodia, you didn't.
Dunya, this is crazy, this marriage. Refuse him tomorrow. Tell him to clear off.
What are you saying? All right. I understand. You're still ill. You're tired. Dmitri has told us all about it.
Forget Dmitri. It's none of his business. You're marrying the toad for my sake, so you can give me money. So that man will give me a job.
Please, Rodion, Mr. Lucian...
Write a letter tonight. Refuse him. Show it to me in the morning.
You are so arrogant. I can't do that. How could you even ask me? You're just so...
Yes, that's the spirit, Miss Dunya. Oh, sorry, I...
We'd better go. We'll see you in the morning.
Just, Dunya, look, I'm not raving or anything. This marriage, he's just using you. He wants a young wife with no money, so she's totally in his power. It's sick. Look, it's either that toad or it's me.
Rudyard!
Marry him, and I'll never speak to you again.
Oh, for God's sake, man. No, I'm sorry, it's not my place.
No, it's not your place. It's my place, and it may be a cupboard, but I'd rather like it to be an empty cupboard right now.
The poor boy is ill. It's obvious. I'll stay with him tonight. Surely the landlady will give me a chair. I must
Please,
stay with...
believe me, you won't do any good. Once he's got it into his head...
That's right, Dimitri.
Just be quiet, brother, for once. Let me take you back to your lodgings.
No, Mr.
Please.
Lazarus.
Please. And we'll talk more there. Trust me. Mrs. Raskolnikova, Miss Dunya.
We know he's Rodian's friend, Mother.
Everybody's my friend. Don't you know what happens to my friends? They get run down by carriages. Their daughters walk... I'll just go.
Come on. I'll come back later. I'll keep an eye out for him.
If we must, then. Then yes. Good night, Roger. May God bless you.
After you, Miss Dunya.
Thank you, Mr. Razumikin. In the morning, Rodia. We'll talk all about it in the morning.
Forgive me, Miss Dunya. Well, here I am again. I hope not too early. I came...
Come in, Mr. Razumikin. A friendly face is always welcome.
Oh, really? I mean, yes, thank you.
Mother, it's Mr. Razumikin. Mm. Thank you again for bringing us back last night.
Oh.
I'm sorry, our lodgings are not really very pleasant.
Arranged by Mr. Luzhin. No, forget I said that.
Would Mr. Razumikin like some tea, Dunya?
Would you?
Yes, thank you. I would.
Can I ask you, please, Mr. Razumikin? Don't think me forward. It's been such a long time since I saw my boy, and... Is he always so irritable? What does he want? Who are his friends? Why
Mother,
does he...
Mother, give the poor man time to draw breath.
What can I tell you? We met at university before He's magnanimous, kind, sullen, gloomy. Recently he's been insecure, worried about his health. But then suddenly he's not insecure. He's cold and callous. It's like there are two people in there. One who keeps doing good, decent, even nice things. And the other one who regrets it at once and says something vicious or nasty. He's always in a hurry, but he lies around for hours. He can be brilliant, but then... Well, I hope you and Dunya... Miss Dunya, arriving will be good for him.
Is that really what he's like? My Roger.
It's good that you've been honest. You're a real friend and not in awe of him at all. I wonder... Maybe he needs a woman with him, someone who...
You might be right, only...
Yes?
He doesn't love anyone, and he never will.
Do you mean he can't love?
Even when he was a child, he was unpredictable. He might surprise us all one day, do something that no one else would think of.
Like hating Mr. Luzhin.
But he's been ill.
Believe me, he thought that way about Luzhin, Mr... Your... fiancé before he was sick.
And what do you think of Mr. Luzhin?
If Miss Dunya has chosen him, then he must be he's her choice, and that's fine, good.
You see... Oh, Dunya, can I tell him?
Of course, Mother. He's Rodian's friend. He's our friend.
Only Mr. Luzhin left a letter here for us.
Oh, he's not lodging here, then?
He's somewhere else. But he says... Oh, read it, Dunya. I don't have my spectacles.
Dear Madam... Sorry I was unable to meet you. Sent man, call on you tomorrow evening, 8 sharp. Venture to add, son Rodian not to be present. Grievous insult to me when I visited same. Have made it my business to find out his doings. Involved with notorious drunk, one Marmaladov, subsequently deceased. gave family of deceased funeral expenses of 25, repeat, 25 rubles, namely to drunk's daughter, Miss S. Marmeladov. Girl of notorious behaviour, probably diseased. Surmising that money came from you, thought you would like to be informed upon this matter. Respectfully, P. Lusion.
What am I to do? Is Roger not to visit us at all when Mr. Lusion is here? There was to be a party, a small one,
Miss Dunia, what do you think?
I think we should go and see him and...
But who are these people, this girl?
We should find out, Mother.
I'm almost afraid to see him. My own son.
Don't be afraid. Just believe in him.
That's the spirit, Miss Dunia. Good for you. Let's go.
Yes, absolutely fit. As a fiddle. Fit as a fit fiddle. Mother, Dunia, sit down, if you can find room.
Oh, thank you, Rodion. And you really are feeling better?
Mother, I've been thinking about how you must have felt sitting here last night waiting for me, and then I turn up and behave like... Well, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'll say it to both of you, sorry.
That's what we love you for. You really do have a heart in there somewhere.
You wouldn't believe how unhappy we were, Dunia and I, yesterday, but now, well, now, here we are. All of us.
Happy again. Dmitri, I apologise to you as well. You've had a lot to put up with.
No, don't think about it.
I would have come to see you first thing rather than making you come to this hovel, but... Well, Nastasya had to wash my clothes. The blood, you understand.
Blood? What blood?
From yesterday. Someone had been run over, this man. An official. A former official, I believe.
Oh, Lord.
I helped carry him back to his flat and... Yes, I did something unpardonable... I must have been sicker than I thought. I gave all the money you sent me to his wife for the funeral. There were three little ones, little kids, hungry, no shoes, and an older girl. I think if you'd been there, you might have given the money yourself. But I had no right to do it. I know how hard it was for you to raise that money.
No, you did the right thing, I'm sure.
Well, there it is anyway. You can't unring a bell, right, Dunia?
No, not right.
Well, fine. You have your ideas, I have mine. Good for you, we all need ideals. Oh, it doesn't matter anyway, I just wanted to say I'm sorry, Mother.
If you thought it right, dear, I'm sure that...
Don't be sure.
Look at her. She's frightened of you. They're all frightened like rabbits. What do they know about anything inside you? But I did love them when they weren't here. And now they are here, sitting there, unable even to speak.
Oh, did I tell you that Mrs. Svidrigailov died? From back home.
I remember him, a desperate kind of fellow. Didn't you work for him as a governess, didn't you?
You know I did.
And he tried to take advantage. Is that how it went?
He was hateful. You know that.
And his wife spread the rumour that it was you making up to him. Well, she won't be doing that anymore, will she? What did she die of, spite?
He used to beat her. That's what they say.
He killed her.
He might as well have done. He was always...
She took a cure, cold baths, and had a stroke.
She wouldn't have been there if it hadn't have been for Svidrigailov.
Why are you telling me this? I don't care. Who are these people to me?
I just wanted something to talk about.
What's the matter? Do I frighten you?
Yes, you do.
No, stop it, Dunia. Don't say that. It's nothing. I'm happy to see you. You know I am.
We'll have time to talk, Mother. Don't worry. Well, somebody say something.
Take it easy, brother.
What's the point of sitting here? We see each other after 3 years and... Has the toad Lusion given you any love gifts yet, Dunia?
No, nothing.
And how do you find my friend Dmitri?
Oh, come on.
I think he's very nice, and we're lucky to know him.
Yes, that's quite true.
Come on, leave off.
He's blushing.
What a small apartment you've got, Rodion. It's like a coffin. I'm sure it's not helped with your health.
Apartment? Yes. I'm sure it contributed a lot. But if you knew, what an odd thing you just said... Odd.
Hmm?
Very odd. Oh, yes, of course. Something I meant to say, Dunia. I must apologise for what I said yesterday about your fiancé.
That's all right.
But really, I would be failing in my duty if I did not... Him or me. We may both be vile in our own ways, but I think one of us is more than enough vileness in your life. Him or me.
This is just the same as yesterday, and why do you call yourself vile?
You're making a big mistake, Rodia.
She's lying to you. No, she just wants to help.
You think I'm sacrificing myself for you, right? Well, I'm not. I'm marrying Peter Lusion for my own sake.
She wants to be Lady Bountiful.
Things are hard. I'd like them to be easier. I'd like them to be easier for my family, too, but mainly for me. I'm not in love with him, but he will keep us from poverty, and I hope he will come to respect me. It's a bargain.
Insects, all of them.
That's all? Yes.
Insects.
Why are you smirking, Rodian?
It's your treasure, Dunya dear. You can do what you want with it.
We both know what we expect from the marriage.
I've seen Lusion. You can't fool me. You're selling yourself for money. It's that simple.
Then what are you asking for? You think I'm some kind of hero? Well, I'm not a hero, but I'm not a villain either. And if I ruin anybody, it'll only be myself. I haven't put a knife into anybody yet.
Knife?
Rodian, why are you so pale?
Nothing. Just a detail, that's all. A detail. It doesn't matter, Dunya. Marry who you want. I don't care. I'll behave when I see the toad tonight. Don't worry.
Oh, Roger, there's... He, Mr. Lusion, he wrote us a letter.
You better show him, Mother.
Mr. Razumikin?
He should see it. After all, it concerns him more than anyone else.
Here.
So, the toad can write.
Oh, God.
Like a small-town lawyer. Prejudice, woman of the streets. Venture to add... Giving mother's money to same father drunk, subsequently dead. Virtually illiterate, you're intended.
Peter doesn't try to hide the fact that he's a self-made, self-educated man.
He hardly could. What a load of pretentious rubbish.
Yes, but have you made your mind up?
What?
He more or less says that if you come tonight, he won't.
It's up to Dunya.
I want you to be there. And you, Mr. Razumikin.
Without fail.
Thank you.
Rodion...
Come in. Little Sonia.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
What can she want with you now?
It's you.
Well, let's see.
I'll go. I'm sorry.
No, wait. I wasn't expecting you, that's all. Please, sit down. No, here. Please sit here.
Well, they recognise her from Toad Lusion's letter.
Dimitri, move. Let her sit there.
Of course. Sorry, miss.
I didn't need to.
She doesn't look like a whore today.
I just came to,
She looks like...
Say...
A little girl dressed up in her pathetic best.
My mother sent me. She had no one else to send. And she asked me to... Wanted you. She asked that you would come to the funeral tomorrow, to the service tomorrow, at the Mitrofanivsky Cemetery. She told me to ask you to do her the...
I'll try. Look, please sit down. There's something I wanted to... Just give me 2 minutes.
Yes, yes.
Mother, this is Sonia Marmeladov. We were just talking of her father. She's the daughter of Mr. Marmeladov, who I was with.
Yes, of course.
Run over yesterday.
She can't look them in the eye, poor kid.
Sonia, I wanted to ask how things went yesterday. Did you have any trouble with the police or anyone?
No, it's no trouble. Except the neighbours are angry.
Why?
Because the body's still there, you see. It's hot and there's, you know, a smell. Mother didn't want them to take him over to the chapel, but, well, she's got to now.
Yes, I see.
Oh, and after, she said after, would you come for a meal? A memorial meal?
She's cooking
yes,
a meal.
She said thank you for what you did yesterday.
And she's not without... pretty. You couldn't call her pretty.
We wouldn't have had anything
for... But those eyes, so blue and so...
Are you sure she can manage, Sonia? It'll be expensive.
No!
Innocent.
It's... We've worked it all out, Mama and me.
So like a little girl.
It'll be all right. And she wants
so
it.
Abused and insulted by all
I
of
mean,
them.
The coffin, it'll be a cheap one, but she says we have to do it right. But you must have...
What are you looking at? The room... Everyone says it looks like a coffin. It's so small.
You must have given us all you had yesterday.
Rodian, we should go, Dunya. And we'll see you later.
Yes, I suppose...
You'll be there, won't you?
And will you join us too, Mr. Razumikin?
Glad to.
Right, well, goodbye, Miss... Goodbye, Miss Marmeladov.
Dunya, goodbye. No, give me a kiss. Quick.
Bye.
Well, that's nice, isn't it? May the Lord grant rest to the dead, but the living have still got to live. Right? Isn't that right, Sonia?
My God. She sits there like an angel. You say an angel. And only a day ago she was probably lying on her back for some gentleman. Is that her fault? If not, then whose?
I think I should go now.
Look, Rodia, maybe I should go too.
Hold on, both of you. Dimitri, Your tiresome friend in the police.
Zamyotov. Poor bloke still hasn't got over meeting you at that bar. What a weirdo, he says.
Is he anything to do with this killing, the old woman? I mean, I know he's only a clerk.
He's not, but I know a man who is. Porfiry Petrovich, an inspector. You'd like him. He's sharp, your kind of man.
Because I had actually pledged a couple of things with the old girl. Dunya gave me a ring and my father's watch. I don't want them to vanish in some cop's pocket or whatever.
Why don't we go and see him? He won't mind. He's a pretty easy fellow. So you knew the old woman then? Amazing.
But Sonia, how did you find me?
You gave Paulinka your address. Yesterday, don't you remember?
Who?
The little one, Paulinka.
Yes, of course. Right then, we'd better go. Sonia, we'll see you downstairs.
And can I tell Mother you'll be there?
Yes, I'll be there.
Bye then.
So that's the drunk's daughter?
Yes. Look, they know. They can tell.
What are you talking about?
There's a man following her already. Nasty-looking piece of work. Real scum.
Brother?
Never mind. Let's see if your man Porfiry is around.
Porfiry, old man.
Razumikin, how's Trix?
Well, they told us at the station where to find you.
Second office, meet all sorts of interesting people.
Well, here's another one, my friend Raskolnikov. He wanted to chat about it. He's a bright fellow, you like each other.
Raskolnikov, I know that name from somewhere. Hello.
Hello, Inspector.
You play billiards, Mr. Raskolnikov?
No, I used to at university.
Any good?
He wasn't bad.
Really? Fancy a game now while we chat?
Why not?
Good. Why don't you start the game and
All right. I actually pledged some articles with the old woman, Alyona, the one who was murdered.
Well, you should give a statement to the desk sergeant. Just say that you want to redeem the articles. Oh, bad luck.
The trouble is, I can't... I'm,
You're a bit short of cash. Well, you should make a statement anyway, or you could just write to me, just,
On ordinary paper?
Yes. Oh, damn, can't seem to hit it right today. Yes, on ordinary paper, just, write down what happened.
He knows. He knows.
Sorry? Was there something? No? Oh, it's your shot, then.
It's only a few rubles. Mementos. What do they say? A sentimental value. My mother, sister, family gifts, and now they're here in Petersburg.
Stop babbling, you. Hmm? Well, women, you know what they're like. Oh, very good, yes, nice shot, nice shot. Your mother's in town, then?
Yes.
And when did she come? Ah, and it looks such an easy shot. Now, let me see if my luck is any better. You wouldn't have lost those things anyway.
Why?
Because I've been waiting for you to come to me.
What?
Dmitri, old chap... Are you being our marker or not?
Oh, sorry, I was... Yes, you're ahead anyway, Porfiry.
Your pledges were noted down in her account book. Name, date, amount, all of it. And obviously, once people heard about the murder, if they pawned something with Alyona... Ah, they called in, naturally. You're the last, so you see... I... Ah! was waiting for you.
I was ill.
Yeah, it's a long shot.
What?
What's he playing at?
Oh, yes, but it's all right. I can lean over.
What does he want?
Bravo!
I'm sorry to waste your time with all this stuff.
Not at all, Mr. Raskolnikov. Oh, I just remembered where I came across your name.
Really?
A crime.
Does he think you're stupid?
Well, really?
Is you going to jump up and confess?
Coolly done, sir. Coolly done, but it can't last. Luck like that.
Luck or... Oh. Skill.
I told you he was a killer.
Yes, an article in Society Today. Crime and...
The criminal mind.
You see, sooner or later everyone misses. Now, you said the act of carrying out a crime is always accompanied by sickness. Not sure that I agree, but what really caught my attention... was something you slipped in near the end. You didn't develop it, but still... that there are certain remarkable men who have the right to commit crime.
Well, that's not quite how I had it.
Ah, you're getting the better of me. Sometimes the ball just won't run for you. But go on.
I said that, yes, certain people have the right to... that the remarkable, the extraordinary man has the right in certain circumstances to step over obstacles that might hinder his... the fulfilment of his destiny, and that destiny is often for the benefit of mankind as a whole. For instance, if two or three people stood in the way of Newton's ideas becoming available to the whole world, then you might... remove them. Napoleon, Peter the Great, all criminals, if you look at the way they overturned the old laws, destroyed lives, the lives of lesser men in pursuit of their destiny. Most men are masters of the present. A few are masters of the future. And they, well, sometimes even they are punished by the others.
My shot at last, I think, yes. Do you believe in God? I mean, excuse me for being so curious.
Yes, I do.
And Lazarus. Do you believe in the raising of Lazarus?
Yes. What do you need all this for?
The raising of Lazarus from the dead, literally.
Yes, literally.
Just curious, that's all. Now, that is not easy at all. Maybe if I can use the side cushion to bounce it. Now, these remarkable men, they don't always get punished, you say. Ah, well, yours, Mr. Raskolnikov. Some triumph in their own time.
Well, they do, and then...
Punish themselves.
Yes, generally, almost always.
But how do you recognize these remarkable men? I mean, do they have some kind of mark, sign? Because, you see, if someone from one side were to try and pretend to be on the other...
Oh, yes, that happens.
But I suppose just because the majority are ordinary, they don't. I mean, they won't. But these others, the remarkable chaps, the ones who have a right to stick a knife in other people...
Yes.
Are you going to...
Am I going to what?
Take your shot, Mr. Raskolnikov.
Of course.
Are there a lot of these others? Might be a bit scary if there were.
Oh, don't worry about that. There are very few people in any generation capable of being truly original.
So if some young chap reckons he's a Napoleon or a Newton, but he's short of money, just say for argument's sake that he's short of money, then might they start a whole series of robberies or killings to finance their destiny? All quite legal and justified from their point of view.
I can hardly be responsible for what some young man might believe, Inspector.
Yours...
Go and catch your Napoleon of thieves.
And when we do...
Serves him right.
And his conscience.
And what's his conscience got to do with you?
Well... out of interest.
If he has a great conscience, he'll suffer greatly.
You know, I hate these shots where you have to bend the ball, put a spin on it. Oh, just one more little question, if you will indulge me. Ah, there you are. I knew it. Ah. What a fool. Always too ambitious, my ma used to say. I mean, when you were writing this article, sir, did you just the tiniest bit think of yourself as being one of these remarkable men?
If you want to put spin on the ball, you need to hit it just so.
Remarkable.
And supposing that I did.
And for the furtherance of mankind's destiny, would you rob someone? I mean, murder someone.
If I did, I wouldn't tell you.
No. Just me being curious. I'm sure you wouldn't, sir. Still, that's settled. And, oh, one thing I wanted to ask.
Yes?
When you pledged your... the last time, did you... It's these painters. We want to try and fix their whereabouts during the time leading up to the crime. I mean, obviously, we're charging one of them, but we want... We need to be...
I'd heard that one of them had been arrested.
Did you see them when you were there, in one of the flats, or on the landing?
Two painters. They were... I wasn't there on the day of the murder, so I couldn't have seen them. Because I was there the week before.
Oh, how stupid of me. I got it all mixed up.
Not like you at all, Parfiri.
Not like me to get beaten at billiards, but I just did. Lucky we weren't playing for money, eh, Mr. Raskolnikov? Or who knows what the remarkable man might have been driven to. No, I'm just worried about these lads, the painters, you know. I hate to see a man go down for something that he didn't do. What about you, Mr. Raskolnikov?
Well, Inspector, perhaps we'll play again, and who knows?
Who knows? I like that very good. Who knows? Yes, who knows, next time I might play my proper game. I remember my old boss on the force. He used to play billiards, and he used to beat me, and he would say, Parfiri, it isn't that I win, it's that you lose. From the moment you look across the table at me and say to yourself...
He knows. He knows.
This man is too good for me. Why, sooner or later, inevitably, you are going to lose, and you know it. Well, that's what he used to say.
What was he talking about? I simply can't believe he thought you... That's crazy.
He's annoyed. He hasn't got any facts, nothing to pin down the killer. He's casting around. He's desperate, this Parfiri of yours. Maybe you just wanted to frighten me. Who cares? Why even try to explain it?
I felt like thumping him.
He put it well, though. He knows his business.
He doesn't know anything. I ought to go back and make him apologise, I mean, as if you'd fall for that. Oh, yes, I saw the painters there, Inspector. I mean, even if you had been there, you wouldn't have...
Oh, no, if I had been there, I would have said, yes, I saw them.
What? You'd be speaking against yourself.
Because only a stupid man would lie about everything. A man with even a bit of sense will try and stay as near the truth as he possibly can. That way the details, you see, the details won't let him down. I'd say I was passing by at some other time on the day of the murder and saw the painter, something like that. So that later, if the painters came up in conversation, because I'd made a slip, why, they'd already...
It's beyond me.
But not beyond Parfiri.
And he's a fool.
On the contrary. You know, I'm even beginning to find some of this fascinating.
We'd better get a move on if we're going to meet up with your sister and her intended for supper.
I haven't said I'll come.
But you must. They expect you.
They don't need me. You'll be there to protect Dunya.
Well, I know. That's...
Blushing, Dimitri. Don't try to deny it. Well, why not? Good luck to you and get along there now.
What about you? Will you come?
I've got something I have to do back at my place, and then if I feel like it, yes, I'll come.
Good man. Later, then.
Later, then.
You better check the hole in the wall, hadn't you?
Why should I?
In case you're a fool and forgot something.
Impossible.
Left a watch or a necklace there.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, yes. Definitely the act of a Napoleon.
Stop it.
You should have known yourself better. Should have thought before you picked up the axe and got blood on your hands. Napoleon? Raskolnikov. Napoleon? Sacks Toulon? Makes a slaughterhouse of Paris, forgets an army in Egypt, expends 500,000 men outside Moscow, and when he dies, they put up monuments. Raskolnikov? Would they find Napoleon skulking under the bed of some old bag of a man?
Stop!
Alyona, if she were to appear now at the top of the stairs, outside your room, fit, well, and if all this was over, would you kill her again? Smash open her stupid skull with the blunt end of the axe?
Yes. Yes, yes!
What did you say that day?
Hello, Alyona.
Hello, I
brought
Alyona.
You something.
I brought you something.
Here, look.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Here, look.
Hello, Lizzie.
I've seen you around.
Here, look.
But why are you here? Go away. I don't want to.
How odd. You think of Alyona. You hear the crack of her skull. But you don't think of Lizzie. With the axe in her face. The innocent... The meek, the helpless. Blessed are the Lizzies and the Sonias of the world, for they are insulted and injured, and on the day of judgment he will say unto them. Are you going to check then, Napoleon, eh? Get down on your knees and scrabble behind the wallpaper to see if you've left any clues.
Mr. Luzhin, how nice to see you again.
Oh, Mr. Luzhin, Peter, this is Dmitri Razumikhin, who I told you about, who's been so kind and helpful to Dunya and I since we've arrived.
We have met before. briefly.
Mrs. Raskolnikova, Miss Dunya. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Luzhin.
Peter?
Perhaps you didn't hear me.
I have, unfortunately, some business.
Do stay, please. Peter, you were planning to stay all evening, weren't you? And wasn't there something you wanted to say to Mother?
I did want to say something, yes. I wanted to talk to both of you. About some rather important, I say, matters. However, you cannot possibly, my dear Miss Dunya, fail to be unaware of the presence of your brother in this room, which would lead us to assume, would it not, that my capital and most urgent request has not been fulfilled.
I insisted he be present, Peter. No, wait. You wrote that my brother had insulted you. I think this should be explained, and that the two of you should make peace. And if Rodia did insult you, then he must and he will apologize. Fully.
There are certain insults that cannot, I say, cannot be forgotten. There is a line in all things that is dangerous to step across.
I'm sorry, what do you...
For once it is crossed, it is impossible to re-cross it backwards again.
Look, everything depends on this, Peter. Try to see that we must settle this before we go anywhere else. If you value me, Peter, then you must listen to me.
I value and adore. I say adore you. But I do not adore all the members of your family. I have claimed the happiness of your hand. Ha, indeed, I have. But that does not oblige me. I say oblige me.
Stop to being so touchy. Be the noble and intelligent man I've always thought you to be, that I want you to be. My brother knew nothing of what I was going to say.
You can say that again.
But if you do not make peace, Peter Luzhin, I shall have to choose between you and him. That's how it's been put by both of you. I don't want to make a wrong choice, but it seems if you have your way, I must break with Rodia, and if he has his way, I must break with you.
Dunya, your words, I hear them, and they are offensive to me in view of the position I have the honour of occupying in relation to you.
Oh, Roger, stop it.
You seem to compare me on an equal footing. I say footing as this
former student?
Him or me? Aye. That shows what you think of me, how little you think of me, and this in the light of all the obligations between us.
I place you next to someone after Mother that I care most about in the world, and you think that's an insult?
Love for one's future life companion, I say companion, should exceed love for one's brother. Nevertheless, I say...
Nevertheless...
Because of my deep respect for you, Miss Dunya, I will explain. When I saw your brother, he offended me by distorting, I say, a sentiment I had shared in confidence with your mother, and which she, I assume, passed on to him in a letter. Namely, my view that marriage to a poor girl who has experienced life's difficulties is more profitable with regard to matrimony than marriage with a girl who has not. Mrs. Raskolnikova, did you send such a letter to your son?
I forgot. I don't know. Perhaps Roger exaggerated.
But he must have exaggerated something.
The fact that we're here shows we didn't take your words badly, Peter.
Well said, Mother.
What? Am I supposed to be to blame here?
Besides, what about the letter you wrote?
Saying untrue things about...
What was untrue about my letter?
You said I gave money not to the wife of the man Marmeladov, but to the daughter, who you said was...
I said you gave away the money your mother scraped together for you with great difficulty. And do you say that every member of that family is as decent as...
More decent than you.
Decent enough to introduce into decent society.
I have already introduced her to Mother and Dunya. She sat beside Dunya.
How appropriate.
Oh. How dare you?
Well, Dunya, what do you say now about Mr. Luzhin? Such charm.
At least I don't consort with...
That's enough, Mr. Luzhin.
We may be poor, but that does not mean we are for sale.
Oh, Miss Dunya, well...
Sorry.
If I walk out this door, then I shall never, I say never, come back through it. Think it over. My resolve is firm.
I don't want you to come back.
Do you realize, Dunya Raskolnikova, this has I say this has cost quite a lot of money.
You have spent nothing on us. We paid our own fare. We even had to pay for a carriage from the station.
That's enough, Mother. Let him go.
Oh, I will. But before I do, I want to remind you that even though you were thrown out of your job as governess for shameful behaviour, I still took you on.
Enough, sir, or by God, I'll take you on and give you a damn good thrashing.
Mr. Toad, Lujin, be so good as to get out. I say, get out.
Oh, you, Mr. Raskolnikov, you and I will meet again. And next time...
It's my fault most of all.
Dunya, don't.
I was tempted by his money, but I swear I never imagined if I'd seen him for what he really is sooner
God
than...
God has delivered us.
So, what now?
We pack up and go back home. What else?
No! I mean, don't do that. You should all be together here in Petersburg. I mean, life in some backwater. What would you do? Besides, Lujin will be there and everything else if you stay here.
But what are we to do, Mr. Razumikin?
Do? Why, look, I've got a project, books.
Books?
Selling, publishing. This uncle of mine, he's been on at me for a couple of years to borrow some cash at really good interest. Most publishers don't really care about their books. It's just a business. But if we, well, we would run it properly as a business, but also publish the books we cared about. We could do it together.
I like what you say to me, Mr. Razumikin.
I don't know.
Rodia?
It could be done. I've no doubt at all that Dmitri could run a business, and there are books that would be successful and worth publishing.
That's the spirit, brother.
You've time enough to decide, but I have to go somewhere.
Now? Why on earth
do you... It's not as if you're burying me, Dunya, or saying goodbye forever. Though maybe this will be the last time we see each other.
What do you mean? What's the matter with you?
I just have to go, that's all.
Oh, there's so much to decide, Rodia.
I want to be alone. Don't try to find me. I'll find you, if I have to. If you love me, leave me alone, or I'll start hating you.
Oh, Rodia, what is wrong with you?
What are you doing to her?
It's all right. It's all right. I just have to...
You can't do this.
Dmitri, don't ask me about anything, ever. I have no answers. Don't try and find me. I will find you. Leave me, but don't leave them. Look after them. Always. Always, brother. Always, brother. Raskolnikov to see you, Sonia.
Oh.
It's late, I know.
Yes.
Like a child's drawing of a room. Four walls, a table, and a bed. I've... The last time, this is... I may never see you again.
No. Oh.
And a window.
Are you going away?
Everything's different, you see.
You won't... Tomorrow.
I don't know.
At the funeral.
I don't know. That's... I came to speak to you. Come here, Sonia. Please. Look at your fingers. So pale. You can almost see through them.
They've always been like that.
Even when you were living at home?
Yes.
You rent from your...
Yes.
This room is so empty. I'd be scared here at night.
Oh, no. They're nice. The landlord, the children, they come and see me.
You know, your father told me everything about you. About the first time you went out and came back, how your mother...
She's my stepmother.
She knelt by your bed. All that. You were out walking. Did she beat you before, your stepmother, for being your father's daughter?
She had so much to put up with. She wanted so much.
She pulled your father's hair out.
You don't understand how it is. She keeps worrying about the funeral. She wants it all to be respectable, and she hasn't got the money, and she thinks you'll be that you're... Her father was an officer. She thought it would all be different. She went out to buy shoes for the little ones for the funeral, and there were these really nice shoes in the shop, and she didn't have enough money, and right there in the shop she started crying, and...
Well, I can see why you live as you do.
No, you can't.
was horrid to her the other day. It's not her fault.
You were horrid.
I got some lace collars from Lizzie at the market for lace collars, and I took them home, and she said, "They're so nice, can I have one?" And I said, "What would you do with them?" And she said, "Please. Oh, what does it matter to you or anyone else?"
Well, Lizzie.
Simple Lizzie at the Haymarket. Why?
Your mother's got consumption, hasn't she?
What? I don't know, maybe. It's all...
Better all the same if she dies.
No, it's the worry.
And the kids? The little ones? Where will they go when she dies?
Stop it, I don't know.
Or what if you get ill, Sonia, or get some disease? What happens then?
Stop it, it can't happen.
Well, why not? You'll end up in the whore's ward, and they'll end up on the street without your money. Your mother will start coughing and coughing until she coughs her lungs up, and she'll die, and the kids, the little ones...
Oh, God, no.
Maybe you've got a little something set aside for a rainy day.
Nothing.
So you don't get money every day?
Only when I have to.
It'll probably be the same with little Paulenka.
No! She's only 10! God wouldn't allow it!
He allows it with other children. Why not Paulenka?
No! God will look after her!
Maybe there isn't a God. Only spiders.
You. What are you doing? Get up!
I wasn't kneeling to you. I was kneeling to everyone who suffers. Today, I told someone they were nothing compared to you. That I did my sister an honour when I sat you beside me.
I'm a great sinner.
I said it not for your sin, but your suffering. Yes, you are a sinner because you destroyed yourself and betrayed yourself for no reason at all. Isn't that it? That you live in this filthy world being used by scum, and you know, if only you'd look, that you aren't helping anyone by it. You'd do better to jump in the river and drown yourself.
And what will happen to them when I... If I did...
Oh, she sees herself there, dead on the riverbank. She does. Does she deserve that? What else is there? She could go crazy or just go on and on, deeper and deeper into this life. No, for someone like her, there must be mercy. Oh, does she think she's going to get out of it alive? Does she expect a miracle? Ah, then she's crazy already. Crazy Sonia.
Do you believe in God? I mean, excuse me for being so curious.
Yes, I do.
And Lazarus. Do you believe in the raising of Lazarus?
Do you pray to God, Sonia?
Yes. Yes, I do, a lot.
And what does he do for you?
Who are you? What right have you got even to ask that?
That's it.
He does everything.
A miracle. Maybe this is how she survives. Don't you see it now? A holy fool. A holy whore. What's that on the table?
Lizzie got it for me.
The Bible?
Yes.
Lizzie, what goes around comes around.
The bit about Lazarus. You know it?
Yes.
Find it and read it to me.
About 3 weeks. And welcome to the loony bin, Sonia. Only I'll probably be there first if it goes on like this.
Here. You never read it?
A long time ago in school.
Not in church.
Not recently. What about you, Sonia? Do you go?
I went last week. For Lizzie, who was killed with an axe.
Were you friends with her?
We used to chat a bit. She wasn't really mad. She'll be with God.
Read.
What's it to you? You don't believe in it, do you?
Just read it.
No, a certain man was sick, named Lazarus.
She doesn't want to do it. To expose this part of herself to me, a stranger. This is her secret, most secret part, her treasure. And though she is terrified of showing it, she is somehow... It's so clear. Desperate to share it with you, here, now, in this place. This place, this bathroom with its dirty shadows and its spiders, She is not afraid to be here.
And Jesus said, take away the stone. And Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he hath been dead 4 days. And Jesus said unto her, if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people that stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth.
I came to talk business. No, wait. Today I left my family, my mother, my sister. I won't go there again. I've finished with that.
Why?
I have only you now, Sonia. We're cursed together, so let's go together.
Are you all right? Go where?
I don't know, somewhere, anywhere. You see, I'm the only one who can understand you. And I need you, so I've come to you.
But I don't understand.
You've done it too, you see? You've stepped over. You've destroyed a life, your own life. And if you stay alone, you'll go crazy, like me. We must go together on the same path.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because we can't stay like we are now. We can't cry because God won't let us live like we want to. What if you are taken to hospital tomorrow? What if your mother dies? What if the little ones become thieves and pollinkers on some street corner? Children can't be children in those circumstances. But children are the image of Christ.
But what can we do?
Smash what needs to be smashed once and for all, and take the suffering upon ourselves. Freedom and power, remember that. Above all, power. We may never talk again. If not, you'll hear about everything soon enough, and you'll remember what I said, and you'll understand what I meant. But if I come back tomorrow, I'll tell you who killed Lizzie and her sister.
You know?
I'll tell you alone. I've chosen you. I won't ask forgiveness. I'll simply tell you. I chose you a long time ago, Sonia. Oh, yes. Back when your father was telling me all about you and Lizzie and Alyona were still alive, I thought of it then. Goodbye, Sonia. Goodbye.
I've come to see Inspector Petrov.
He's expecting you. Go through.
Yes. Mr. Raskolnikov, come in.
So you've come back.
You asked me to come back.
Did I? I suppose, yeah, yes, I did. Sit down. Sit down. Oh, just a few things to clear up, a few loose ends.
You wanted to ask a few things about the murdered women, about me, my relationship with them.
You were training to be a lawyer, were you not?
What? Yes, I was.
Well, here's a little example of police work. Maybe one day it'll come in useful professionally. The criminal, a criminal, let us say, that I wish to arrest. Now, if he's a housebreaker, a street thief, whatever, and if I have some evidence, I might arrest him at once to get him out of circulation. But if my man is not a habitual criminal, and if I do not quite yet have the evidence, then why should I arrest him? I'd be giving him a position to fight from, wouldn't I? Something to defend, yes?
I'm not a policeman, how would I know?
He would be able to dig in, prepare for a siege. But if I allowed him to stay free, not bring him in or bother him, if I let him wander where he wanted, but had him watched every moment of the day and night, why, he might do something stupid, Because he simply had to see, had to look.
He might run away.
Where to? Anyway, not this man. No. He's different. Now, you might say he's one of us. He's like you or me. He's a thinker. No, he wouldn't run. He'd be fascinated, obsessed even by his opponent, the investigator. Oh, believe me, Roger, It exists. The investigator is the flame to the moth who keeps circling closer and closer until...
What evidence do you have that this person is the one you want? He might, after all, be innocent.
True. True. It may all be circumstantial. After all, we all make mistakes. Our man finds himself in a hot office. He's ill. Someone starts talking about the crime. He faints. Well, that's the body. The mind says, stand up. The body goes, whoops. Or his name is on a sheet of paper at the scene of the crime. So are many names. He has written an article about... Oh, you're pale. Shall I open a window?
You think I killed the old woman? If you think you have the evidence to arrest me, then arrest me, but do not keep tormenting me.
Glass of water?
I will not allow it.
You went back.
I will not allow it.
Caretaker saw you. Always someone, isn't there?
I went to Aliona's apartment, yes. I was curious. I wanted to see the place. Is that a crime?
I'm sorry, Mr. Raskolnikov. Were we talking about a crime that you might have committed? I'm an investigator. If I thought you were, say, the killer in this case, then I will. I won't bore you with the procedure. No, Roger, I don't see you as a murderer.
You're lying. You keep twisting and turning. I won't put up with it. I won't.
Then perhaps you should tell me exactly what happened.
Oh, you had them waiting, did you? Well, let's have them in. Your witnesses, your assistants, whatever. Go on, bring them in. I'm ready.